5,500 American soldiers are serving as peacekeepers in Kosovo, making up about one-eighth of the entire multinational force in the province. Their mission is to create a safe and secure environment for ethnic Albanians and Serbs. During last year's campaign, George W. Bush expressed his desire to reduce the number of American soldiers in the Balkans, but NPR's Guy Raz reports from Gjilani, a town in eastern Kosovo, that most U.S. soldiers believe their presence in the region is crucial to maintain the peace.
Judging by the roving bands of children who follow American soldiers around the streets of Gjilani, Sergeant Jason Poland has it right.
We're kind of like the local nice guy.
A few times a week, Poland leads his squad on a foot patrol through the streets of Gjilani, the largest town in the U.S.-controlled sector of Kosovo.
There's no violence allowed at all. So if kids are fighting kids, we break it up. If grown-ups are fighting grown-ups, we break it up. We want these people to have an environment like we have in the United States of America.
And if that's the goal here, international forces can expect to stay in Kosovo for a long time.
How you doing, sir?
Yeah, he's doing all right. What about you?
Sir, I see you put up a for sale sign. Were you planning on moving back to Serbia after you sold your house? Or?
One of the biggest challenges facing U.S. troops here is how to protect the small and rapidly dwindling Serb population in Gjilani. Soldiers who patrol the streets monitor which houses go up for sale, because occasionally Serb villagers are pressured to sell their homes at cut-rate prices. But most often, Serbs no longer feel safe in Gjilani, and like this old man, say they have nowhere else to go.
He's saying that they're not wanted in Serbia, you know? Serbs from Kosovo, they're not wanted in Serbia, you know? He's saying that nobody likes us there.
But he does know there's other locations to move here in Kosovo that are populated by Serbians.
Troop patrols also look for arms. Citizens of Gjilani are prohibited from owning any weapons. Still, the town is believed to be a main hub for gun running. Many of those illegal arms fall into the hands of ethnic Albanian guerrillas who are staging attacks against Serbian police near the Kosovo-Serbia border. U.S. and Russian soldiers monitor the traffic that flows in and out of Kosovo. Most people who drive past the NATO checkpoint and into Serbia proper are ethnic Albanians. A three-mile-wide strip that runs along the border is a demilitarized zone, off-limits to NATO soldiers and the Yugoslav army alike. As a result, ethnic Albanian guerrillas use the area as a staging ground for their attacks against nearby Serbian police. Despite this escalating conflict, U.S. soldiers who monitor border checkpoints concede they cannot stop the flow of illegal arms into the demilitarized zone.
If someone really, really wanted to get through, they could take a real long route.
Soldiers look out for ethnic Albanian rebels who may be transporting weapons, but they don't check most cars thoroughly. It's been 18 months since the end of the war in Kosovo, and most observers, including Sergeant Poland, admit that the province is far from establishing a stable democracy.
I think just us being on the ground, United States of America, in itself, it's doing something great for this country.
Before his departure last week, the outgoing UN administrator in Kosovo, Bernard Kouchner, called on the new Bush administration to maintain the current number of American soldiers on the ground there. Kouchner agrees with the president-elect that Kosovo is a European problem, but one that cannot be resolved without U.S. involvement. Guy Raz, NPR News, Gjilani, in eastern Kosovo.